South Africans are waiting with bated breath for Finance Minister Tito Mboweni to deliver his 2021 budget speech tomorrow. The budget speech will be the most difficult for any finance minister in democratic South Africa after the COVID-19 pandemic has pushed our economy further on a downwards spiral. Joining us on the line is Sumeya Kaki, Project Director for the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants. Sumeya, assalamu alaikum and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
What are the biggest challenges that Minister Mboweni faced, in your opinion, as he put his budget speech together? There is some expectation that he will prioritize economic growth, commercial stimulation. What are the options that were at his disposal as he crafted the speech?
Well, I think he's in such a difficult position this year, even more so than in prior years. And definitely economic growth, commercial stimulation is something that he would be looking at, and also possibly how to increase the revenue collections. So definitely not in a favorable position. I'm not sure if you recall, but in the State of the Nation address last year, the president mentioned various plans to grow the economy, for example, infrastructure development, increasing employment, or creating rather employment opportunities for more South Africans. And these are some of the things that the minister would have to put some firm plans to as to how these will actually be rolled out, because often we hear year on year that there are these big plans to grow the economy, grow employment, etc., but no firm ideas as to how these will actually be materialize. And then from a tax perspective as well, you know, we need the revenue in order to fund our spending. And from a revenue perspective as well, especially with COVID, the deficit has actually grown. It's so large right now. How will that actually be filled up? And that's what the minister needs to actually consider. And it's quite a balancing act as well. On the one hand, if you increase taxes, that might not necessarily increase the revenue that's actually collected. It may have a negative impact. And from an economic recovery perspective as well, how does he actually go about doing that? How do they actually go about creating the so many 100,000 jobs that they are talking about? It's quite a difficult position to be in.
Is it likely to increase the fuel levy, increase the so-called sin taxes? Will there be a backlash? Would you have the alcohol and cigarette industry, for example, saying that they took enough of a knock already because of lockdown restrictions and regulations last year?
Well, from the way we see it, I think definitely we will see an increase in the fuel levy. I'm not sure the extent of that. Every year we do see an increase. This year may be higher than in the prior years, and obviously that has a knock-on effect on the cost of transport and the cost of goods, etc. So that's something that they would have to factor in. There's also the fact that e-tolls didn't pan out exactly as planned, and that may further motivate an increase in the fuel levy. And with respect to the sin taxes, or excise rather, on the alcohol and cigarette sales, and some are even talking about sugar tax as a sin tax as well. From that perspective, it is an easy target, let's say, to increase. And it's not just from the perspective of increasing revenues, it's also from a health perspective, because the diseases that are given rise to by high sugar consumption, high alcohol use, smoking, etc., does also put a burden on the health system. So those are factors that government and the minister will obviously consider in determining whether to increase those or not. But as you said, there's also the consideration of the industry and the impact on the industry during the lockdown and the lockdown restrictions. And that also contributed to less tax revenue collection from those sectors. So revenue was down in those sectors because of the restrictions, and related to that, the tax revenues were down. And didn't achieve the targets that were initially set before COVID hit. So the minister would need to consider the impact on revenue collection there and how that will be taken into account, and also consider industry backlash. And it's not just industry a backlash that would need to be considered. What we saw in the lockdown is that there was a lot of illicit trade related to those restrictions. I just saw an article recently where India fuel price is so high that people are illegally smuggling fuel from elsewhere into the country. You know, these are all factors that will need to be considered by the minister and government in making these decisions to increase the taxes in those areas.
What about personal income tax? Should citizens be worried? There's a lot of speculation around that. Some have said that company tax, if you look at the global average, is around 23.6%. In South Africa, it's at 28%. The issue of VAT comes to the fore again. Is it likely to increase VAT?
Okay. From a VAT perspective, I think highly unlikely, although that is one of the easiest ways to increase our revenue collection. It's something that can be effected immediately. So, you know, when the budget speech mentioned they can immediately increase the VAT rate, let's say from 1 March or 1 April. But with respect to other taxes, you'd have to wait almost a year for that to, for the benefit to actually show. But with the VAT rate, what we've seen in the past is that there's huge opposition to an increase in the VAT rates. Although it might be one of the easier targets, I do think it's quite unlikely based on our past experience where there were proposals to do that. From a personal income tax rate, I think I mentioned earlier that sometimes increasing the tax rate doesn't necessarily increase the tax revenue that's collected. You know, so that's something that will definitely need to be looked at. And there's also a lot of unhappiness in that there's a very small sector of our citizens that are actually overburdened from a personal income tax perspective. So they are carrying the highest burden in terms of paying the personal income tax or contributing to the personal income tax collections in this country. There was talk of some kind of solidarity levy, so a once-off levy for wealthier citizens that they'd pay to contribute to tax revenue once off. It's something that I think did happen many, many, many years ago to improve collections in that area. But what we may see is possibly a higher tax bracket. So currently we are on 45% as the highest tax bracket. There could possibly be a higher tax bracket than that, for example, 48% for people earning, let's say, over 2 million taxable income in a year. We could also see bracket creep, so no adjustments in the tax brackets to take into account inflation. We did see that happening a couple of years ago, and that does contribute to increased revenue. So just without tax rate increases, no adjustment in the tax bracket, so you may end up being pushed into a higher bracket because of inflation increases in earnings, although with COVID, some people didn't actually get those increases. And then government has to consider that people have actually lost jobs. So, you know, how many people are still paying tax, personal income tax? And then from a company's tax perspective, there was talk of reducing the company tax rate, but there were certain things that needed to happen in order to implement that reduction in tax rate. And due to COVID, those plans that government had to broaden the corporate tax base has actually been put on hold because of the impact of COVID. So we haven't heard anything about reducing the corporate tax rate this year, but we'll just have to wait and see what the minister has to say tomorrow.
Sumaya, shukran so much for your time. We really do appreciate it.
You're most welcome. I hope the listeners gain some insight into what we expect to see. But it's always, you know, before budget, we can predict everything, and we are sometimes shocked on the day as to what actually does come out.
For sure.
Thank you so much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.